Important notice. All the information and content of the podcasts is not intended to be and should not be considered a substitute for medical or other professional advice. The answers delivered are of general nature and based on average experience with patients. The content might not be applicable and or suitable for all patients. Any treatment decisions are a matter for the individual clinician and should not be based exclusively on the content of these podcasts. I hope you enjoy them.
Hello, listeners. My name is Janneke van der Wouden. I work at the Erasmus Rotterdam, the Netherlands, and today I will talk about pregnancy and IBD. The first question I'm going to discuss is having IBD or my medications going to affect my chances of having a family? When I talk to my patient, I'm generally very optimistic and also positive, because most of our IBD patients are fertile, and this is normal also compared to the population without IBD. So my answer is pretty straightforward, not going to affect the chances of having a family. Of course, there are circumstances that will affect the fertility. And one of these important circumstances is having a disease flare. If a female is having a disease flare, the fertility of that female is decreased. But as you also know, we advise against conception in case of active disease. So generally, it is advised to have already early a discussion with your patients to discuss what is important when a patient wants to become pregnant during a preconceptional visit. So then there you talk about the importance of having a disease remission. Disease remission is important not only because of the fertility, because also of the adverse outcome of a pregnancy. For males, we are not sure whether active disease really affects the fertility of those males, but it might be that they don't want to have sex in the periods of having a disease activity. So in that case, it of course affects the chances of getting a child. With respect to drugs, almost none of the drugs we prescribe to our IBD patients will affect the fertility. But also, there are some precautions, as we don't advise methotrexate, tofacitinib, and thalidomide during conception, and those drugs should be stopped already 3 to 6 months before conception. They probably will not affect fertility, so it's really important to stop them timely. In males, sulfasalazine might affect the sperm quality. In those patients, you can probably better switch to mesalazine if necessary. And in case of a patient that underwent pouch surgery, the chances of getting in a normal way pregnant are a bit lower. They still can be pregnant while using IVF methods, but the fecundity in those patients is a bit lower compared to patients that did not underwent pouch surgery. The second question is, if I can't get pregnant, is it because of disease? That is also a pretty straightforward answer. No, it's not because of the disease. I already told the patient that the disease activity is indeed important, but if the disease is in remission and most of the medications are continued that are safe for pregnancy, the reason for maybe not getting pregnant is not within the IBD. So those patients need to be referred early on to a better team, and those are, of course, the fertility teams in your hospital. So all in all, coming to a conclusion, IBD itself will not affect fertility, and most of the IBD drugs will not affect fertility. Pouch surgery is related to a decreased fecundity, and if a patient won't get pregnant while in remission, but still on drugs, those patients need to be referred to fertility treatment teams. Thank you for your attention, and hopefully you have learned something of this topic, and hope to see you soon.